And now this is a dictation for Genevieve. G-E-N-E-V as in Victor, I-E-V as in Victor, E, lighter, L-E-I-T as in today, E-R, September 2nd, 34. Addresses a letter to Dr. Gino, J-I-N-U, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Gino, a follow-up for Mrs. Leiter in person with chronic kidney disease, hypertension, proteinuria, last visit in October. She's having back problems. No recent falls. Is not using a walker. No anti-inflammatory agents. Presently on Tramadol, Tylenol. Has lost few pounds. Says to be eating small amount of 3 meals a day. No vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding. Denies infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood. She did have 2 times coronavirus infection requiring hospital admission a year ago. Has a sleep apnea but not using consistently the CPAP machine. Denies orthopnea PND. Compressing stockings, 2-3+ edema, no cellulitis, ulcers. Review system otherwise is negative. Medication list review. I will highlight the Coric, Hydralazine, HCTC, Lisinopril, Propranolol, although this is being used for tremors. Next paragraph, she is alert, oriented intestine 3, family member at the bedside. She has chronic tremors of the head and trunk, decreased hearing, normal speech, no gross respiratory distress, evidence of muscle wasting. Blood pressure was 160/470. This is on the right side. Neural wheezes, no consolidation, pleural effusion. Appears a background of sinus rhythm with few premature beats, no pericardial wrap, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness, no gross edema. She's able to get in and out of the stretcher without problems, no focal deficits. Next paragraph, chemistries are from March. Creatinine is 1.4, which is baseline. GFR 36, stage 3B, electrolyte, acid-base, nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, normal, malanemia 12.9. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3B, stable over time, not symptomatic, no progression. Next number, bilateral small kidneys, no obstruction. Next number, hypertension, predominant systolic. She was in the office. It was a long day for her. She's going to monitor this at home before adjustment of medications. We could increase the beta blocker Coric as long as there is no significant bradycardia. We could increase also hydralazine. I probably will keep the same HCTC lisinopril, and the propranolol she's using more for tremors. Next number, essential tremors. Next number, hard of hearing. Next number, osteoarthritis, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next number, presently no anemia. Next number, sleep apnea. Is not using the CPAP machine. Next number, coronavirus in 2 opportunities, requiring hospital admission. Did not require ventilatory assistance. Next paragraph, all issues discussed with the patient and family member, come back in 6 months.